Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Get to our headlines this hour, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Miami Heat fell to the San Antonio Spurs last night, 112-107, but just a loss on the scoreboard. It's a win for the franchise.
Wait, what?
No. Vlad, we're not doing this. What? He does this all the time.
What? Wait, how are you saying that it was a loss but a win for the franchise?
Because in the big picture, last night was a big win.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't need to care about what happened with, Garcia hitting a couple of threes against us. He's going to be playing for the Toledo Bandits for whatever their G League team name is.
So we got a whole bunch of Sioux Fallers over on this team too.
Dude, all I need to do is take the things that matter, okay? You know when you watch a preseason game in the NFL, do we care what happens in the fourth quarter? No.
Kinda. It's a little different.
Not really.
It is a little different.
Did you care that Cam Smith had a tackle for to force a fourth down? Obviously the Dolphins didn't because he's not here anymore.
Hey, Spo just named the new head basketball head coach.
Of USA?
USA, yeah.
Hell yeah. Good for Spo.
Just said right now, Shams. Shams is saying it on
McAfee. Oh, look. See it behind us. Yeah.
How about that? Deserved.
Congratulations, Spo.
Hell yes.
By the way, touch of class. I hit a 5-iron about 190, 195. Flex. I'm just going on with my comment. I'm talking.
Flex on him. Leroy.
I'm doing my own show.
Louis Ray flex on him.
I'm not flexing on him. That's standard. That's standard. You can jack it up a little bit, so hit it a little further. If you want to hit it a little bit higher, you know, you may want to get you a little rescue or something like that. Feather that rescue in there. But, nah, that's it.
Well, here's a little bit of Eric Spoelstra yesterday. This was him talking about Bam Adebayo not exactly getting off to a hot start.
Yeah, tonight was a little bit better. Just the shots didn't go down. You know, we got him a little bit more in his sweet spots. And, you know, again, like it's all of it. You know, the playmaking, the dribbling it up, like getting him at the elbows, getting him sometimes in the mid post. Letting him play off of other guys with space. I think he had a couple of more opportunities, to get assists that were turnovers. But that'll get cleaned up in the preseason.
Let me ask you, hey, Bam. Listen, dude, love you. You know that.
Right. Wait a minute. No.
Let me just say something. Can you stop passing to people not looking? You know, this transition, this whole fast-paced thing, he's done this three times already in the last two games where he's thrown to somebody who wasn't even, like, close to looking at him. He's thrown it off of Nico's head twice, and then he threw it to right past Jaime's head and threw it into the stands.
Hey, it's funny. Listen, Michael Beasley, you are – I don't think nobody had the stones to do this.
What's that?
Because you remember how you talked about Kalel yesterday?
Yep.
About, you know, making winning plays and – he scored a lot of points. What was his plus minus?
Yep.
Michael Beasley. They should have asked Spo about Bam's plus minus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they kind of did his offensive struggles, but they didn't ask about his plus minus.
I'm just saying. Like, he took that whole conversation. It's funny. You could take that conversation and bring it wherever you want.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You can't bring up that question because the Spo's point to the question on Kalel, this is why it doesn't work, is Kalel had monster stats but a bad plus minus. Bam had no stats. He didn't have any stats. So, like, the only thing you'd be like is, hey, how come he's not having any he's not scoring at all? Like, obviously he's going to have a bad plus minus.
Right.
You know, he didn't do anything. So, Jaime Jaquez, though, he yammed it on Wemby.
Sometimes, doesn't Wemby's legs look like jelly? like it's weird. Sometimes it just looks like, I look at him and I'm like, those things ain't going to hold very long.
Mm-hmm.
There he goes. on the ground. Bam's was minus 15, Ware's was plus 10.
Yeah, I know. But, like, you understand, like, why it's...
I understand, like, why he's saying that, but I would say...
Like, the reason it's plus minus is odd from the last game is Khalil Ware had 18 and 13, and his plus minus was minus 20.
Right.
If Bam Adebayo goes out there and he's 1-for-9 with 4 turnovers, what do you think his plus minus should be?
So, my question is this. There's certain guys that, as long as they're in a Heat uniform, when they're on the floor, their mm-hmm. plus minus is going to be Tyler. Tyler's one of those guys. Teams in the playoffs pick on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to use that number or to use that stat,
mm-hmm.
it
like, can be skewed for sure.
Right.
But I don't think it's, but I do think, I think yesterday was a good reflection of the game. Like, Khalil was the best player on the floor. The two best players on the floor for the Heat were him and Kasper Zjakaćonis, and it did reflect in their plus minus.
Mm-hmm. I don't like plus minus.
Jaime Jaquez said after the game that he's putting less pressure on himself.
Yeah, I just stopped putting pressure on myself to, you know, make or miss threes. You know, if I make it, miss it, don't stop letting it affect me. I think last year I was trying to put too much emphasis and pressure on myself to try to just be that. And this year I'm just focusing on, you know, my strengths. And one of those strengths is just getting downhill, you know, creating for my team and, you know, sometimes for myself and whatever that may be.
You know what's crazy about that is that football gets like that too, where they tell you, stop trying so hard, just do your job. Well, that's hard when you know that if you shoot a three and you miss two threes, that the coach going to take you out of the game, right? It's hard playing with that pressure when, yeah, you want to go out and relax and play and not worry about it. But the way they treat you, like, I mean, how would you like to be dunking and playing for the Miami Heat? You go and miss two threes, get two fouls, and you don't play for a week. So all these other guys see that. So it's almost hard what he's doing now to just go out and play and just not let it affect him.
It's not his game either. His game is a paint game. Like, that's he should drive to the hoop, and we saw that yesterday.
But he wasn't doing that either. Last year.
No, last year.
He was getting
last year he was too shook, because here's what happened. His defenses were you know, sagging off him because they're like, hey, this dude can't shoot. And he just let it say, like, well, I have to take the open shot. And it's like, well, all right, but you stink at it. So get back to what you're good at. And listen, I think some people have figured out the spin move, but yesterday you saw it. It was like a quick pump fake, boom, made it happen. But the dunk on Wemby was sick, dude. I mean, yeah, that was a great play. Great pass by Cass, too.
Mm-hmm.
Cass pass.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Nope. Nope.
Why not?
Nope.
Cast pass.
Nope.
Fine, man. Whatever, dude.
No. No, dude. Absolutely not.
You don't like my other nickname for him?
That's not your best work.
No.
What's the other one?
Kasparis Yakahonis.
I like that one.
That's good, right?
That is good.
That is good.
Yakahonis?
Yakahonis! That's not good?
I need my
Spanish. The real SDI said.
I need my Spanish.
Cast pass is great. No.
No, I need my Spanish. I need my Spanish consultants to.
That's why I said I liked it.
You're not the only Spanish.
It translates.
You want to go there with me?
Brittany?
It translates.
Brittany what?
To Latvian big balls.
Wait, what?
Yep.
That's what it translates to?
Kasparis Yakahonis.
Translate to Latvian.
Big balls.
Big balls.
Yep. Mr. Bull says
minus
both are good.
One.
Oh, the cassist.
The cassist is not bad.
I like cast pass.
Nah, as a cassist, I like that. Whoever came up with cassist gets one.
Day South. You know Day South don't
play. I wasn't looking. All right, Day South.
Minus my one.
Goo!
Point.
Smeathen. Wait, y'all talk about me. There's nobody worse than Smeathen. Well, this summer he played like Cass.
You see?
He's ruthless. He's ruthless. He's another one who can't enjoy anything.
Witcher.
Like, this poor Casper. Can I just say something? This poor Kasparis Yakachonis had two bad games in California, and people buried his career.
All right, Yakachonis is.
Well, because look, if he would have had two good games, you would have made him a Hall of Famer.
Not true.
Everybody is extreme.
Hmm?
Stunning Steve has given a cosign to Yakachonis.
What?
Yacojones.
Yacojones.
Oh, so it wasn't enough if I gave it?
We just had
so
to. It's like,
I needed more than one. I said
yeah,
I need.
Okay, Vlad, I see how you're going.
It's like the the bill. You have to have two. Have to have two signatures on it.
Exactly.
Or the eyes have it.
No, apparently
on
I'm
a
not
check
Hispanic
over 1500. Two signatures.
I got the female Spanish vote,
I got the male Spanish vote. I know where I stand here.
Stun Steve.
Stun Steve's always giving checks in on the show, just on text.
I know, but
and on the YouTube and
SDI and says Jax has to use Yacojones on a big shot.
Yeah,
you think I can get him to do that?
Yes, you can.
You know what?
It's a little. Not a bad word, but like it's a little out there. Would he take the fine?
Wait a minute, Cojones? You can't say Cojones?
You
I don't know.
Well, yes, you can.
Listen, I think that...
You just had no idea what it meant. How do you think that?
I think the rules are a little different over at Radio Libre. Like, they're getting away with stuff over there.
Oh, they're getting away with a lot in Radio Libre. You could say Yacojones, man.
I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, the Brits, they don't like when we say wanker.
The dude... Can I just tell you?
wait.
Vlad, no. So we went on this boat. We went on this boat.
The two of you?
And yeah, we did a show from a boat. And one of the, what is the, one of the, like, the guys that does the events around the boat, right?
We were talking to the captain.
Oh, we were talking to the captain. He's English. And so Tobin.
Of course, that makes Tobin happy.
Yes. So Tobin just went off like he normally does. And the guy goes, hey, you can't say that. And he's like, they don't know, baby.
I told him there's different rules over here.
Different rules.
Because I was like, I love the way you guys talk. You know, you're a wanker.
Yes. He's like, really, like, I'm like, oh, my God. You also got the struts to curse.
Yeah.
In an echo chamber.
My bad. Take a break. Back after this.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Not a big fella.
Yo, what's your fascination with everybody's size, man?
No, I'm talking about Bon Jovi.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, even a singer.
He's tiny.
Leroy, not everybody's big and muscular. I'm just saying.
He's a small dude.
How tall is he?
You're always looking at somebody's height.
5'5", 5'6". Not very tall.
Bon Jovi?
He was at practice with us.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to any North Carolina practices anytime soon. That's not happening.
5'8"?
He's 5'9".
He's 5'9".
Okay. That's with the frosted tips.
You know what? See, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I was standing next to him. I was only 2 inches.
Let's calm things down.
5'9" is regular, just for a regular human being, bro.
Let's go to the windowplex over here. Give us a weather update. Brought to us by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. You don't get
my headphones. I'm like 0-2 versus the headphones with 2 knockouts. Yep. All right, we definitely got some wind. Look at the trees moving. Probably 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting a little bit higher. It is partly cloudy right now, but again, I'm tired of telling y'all this. This time of year, all this moisture gonna come across the peninsula. Get over West Broward and Dade and the Palm Beaches. And if it's strong enough, the westerly wind is strong enough, it's going to hold it right over the west side of Florida. You're going to get some rain. So just expect some rain.
It's going to come somewhere. I can't tell you where. If anybody tell you where it is and isn't going to rain, they lying to you. Wow. Everybody get ready for some rain. Because that it's that time of year.
It's that time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's got to be, what, 80? I'd say 87, 88 degrees.
Hmm.
It's not bad.
Not too bad.
Hopefully in the next month or so, that humidity will come down. So it'll be like 85 degrees, but you'll almost feel a little cool in the air.
Man, let's get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored will come your way this Sunday at 9 a.m. as the Dolphins take on the Chargers of Los Angeles. Leroy's former teammate, Jim Harbaugh, coaches them. He's a crazy person.
He is. He is. Imagine if, how can I explain Jim Harbaugh? This is even from college. Imagine if Ray Lewis played quarterback. He was intense like that. And he still is. Like, when you see him, you're like, there's no way that dude played quarterback. Right? No, he's an intense dude.
Mm. Did he ever tell you that he's a big snack time guy, like Mike McDaniel?
No.
Mm.
No.
Curious.
No. Nope, nope, nope.
I'm a big snack time guy.
Nope. But I have seen him put gloves on and
boxing gloves?
No. Oh. Regular gloves and catch passes like he was on the team.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know, you don't see him before games?
Oh,
he
wears mean now.
Yeah, wears cleats. He wears cleats, regular cleats.
With the khakis?
With the khakis, and goes out for pregame and plays catch.
This is legitimately crazy.
Like, yeah.
Mike McDaniel, he was asked about Tua this week. Here's what he had to say.
How has Tua handled expectations versus bottom line results? And I ask from a standpoint of, we know Tua's had injuries, been offensive line injuries, now Tyreek is out. But you look in the AFC and you see Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, and that's who Tua is compared to. So how has he handled expectations versus bottom line results?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons I focus on how he grows as a quarterback in the micro instances that I think are so difficult as a franchise quarterback in the National Football League. If you're uncomfortable with the stakes of the game, it's not a game for you. You're not going to change the stakes like it, and he knows that, and I think that's why I put such a priority on focusing on what he's working on and being able to get better at things. While that is also always true, bottom line, black and white, you're held accountable for the results while you're trying to get better. That's difficult.
Hmm.
What?
I don't know.
Jennifer?
Who was talking?
The coach.
Hmm.
It would be more entertaining if she translated to Spanish and then just said it back to us in Spanish.
No. It's a big word for me, dog.
I'd rather not.
Hmm. Take a break. Play the little Goosies. No Goosies next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is that time here on a Thursday where we play a little Goosies. No Goosies. I think you guys get it at this point. It's a pretty self-explanatory game. So what do we have today, Jennifer, for Goosies, no Goosies?
Well, first we have suing LeBron James for spiking ticket prices with fake retirement.
I got no Goosies for this. If you bought tickets,
sued.
If you
for what?
If you bought
the other guy who sued LeBron.
Yeah, if you are, if first of all, how does one go about suing LeBron James? How does that happen?
You can sue anybody.
Yeah, but how? Like, how
just do go like, how, fill the paperwork?
I have a question though. Like, because I've never sued anybody. Okay, I have a question. How do you sue a really famous person? Like in the span of a day?
Just
like, do you just call up a lawyer and be like, "I want to sue LeBron"?
No, you can file a small claims court. You can go do the paperwork yourself.
But who does the court go to? Do I say I'm suing LeBron?
No, then they serve LeBron.
So LeBron's got to get served by Joe Blow Lakers fan and be like, LeBron,
won't bring it. But here's the other problem. Okay,
shouldn't they have to approve stuff like that?
Hold on. Here's the other problem. While you think it's all cute and you think you're going to get your name in the paper, if LeBron returns the favor and comes after you, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So stop playing. Because LeBron could go out there and say, hey, I want to have $100,000 worth of legal fees, and then I'm going to sue him for the legal fees. Then what? Your $800, suit is not so funny. Be careful. I'm saying.
How did he do it so fast? Like, that's what you had to do?
File it. I could go to the courthouse right now.
Let's go.
And do it.
You wouldn't, though.
No.
I mean, if that were to come to my desk, I'd start laughing in your face. Like, where do you expect for this?
Everybody has, it's part of your right in small claims court. You can sue anybody.
I would love it to go to Judge Judy.
Of course you would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, but again, when everybody wants to see what they could get, you're failing to acknowledge what it could cost you.
No Goosey, stop suing for stupid stuff.
No Gooseys either. Like, you tried to, wait, it would have been okay for you to charge somebody $1,700 for said ticket, right? But that you paid $800 for it, you think you could sue the guy?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No Gooseys.
Jennifer?
No, that's so dumb.
No Gooseys.
Vlad?
Come on, man. Wasting my time.
That is a
absolutely no Gooseys.
Yeah.
Like, you going to bitch? Well, you should have waited for him to say the retirement. Dumbass.
I'm going to get a deal in on this.
Well, then that's
on you.
He might
be retiring.
He never said he was retiring. All he said, he's got the decision to make. Your dumbass decided.
I don't think somebody would have known. Like, LeBron James, nobody had the idea, the jump that, hey, there's stuff rumbling out there.
Fam, if it would have been the biggest story going on all of SportsCenter, all of, you know.
Even
FS1.
When he was coming to Miami, there was smattering. You could kind of, it was out there.
But during that time, he was a free agent, so anybody.
No, if you were a smart fan, you should always have the last Lakers game, probably buy tickets for that, because it could always be his last game.
Right.
He's old.
Exactly.
And a matter of fact, remember when Kobe retired, it wasn't like Kobe said right before the season that he was retiring. It was during the season he said, yeah, this is my last year. So he, you know what I'm saying? At any given moment, he could say, yeah, this is my last year.
I remember D-Wade's last home game. I was at that game. And when he had an awesome game. Jimmy Butler, first Jimmy Butler on the Sixers, and he tried to jump on the scorer's table, and he tore up his knee.
Yeah, and he goes,
that was tragic.
Yeah. He had to do two tries.
Well, he had done it earlier in the year. He hit a buzzer beater against the Warriors, and that one was cool because he jumped up on the table again, but then he tried to do it again and didn't go so great. Nearly couldn't play his last game. Remember, he played with a blown-up knee? Yeah. Got the triple-double in a loss.
Yeah, but LeBron is going to want the whole year of retirement tour.
I think so.
Why not? Yeah, like, I don't know why people trash LeBron so much.
He deserves a retirement tour. I just don't understand why anybody in their mind thought he was just, on a random Tuesday, I decided I'm going to have a TV special to announce my retirement. Are you crazy?
Somebody said I should sue you for stress.
Well, that's what, so like, let's say if it's things like that, they usually, like the reasoning behind the suing is like emotional distress.
But I feel like
so this, you know what's crazy though? This is not even stress. This is like this is normal.
But unless you're like, a lawyer, am I,
friend stuff.
Am I just ignorant to this? Like, am I, because like.
You don't need a lawyer to sue.
But like, I wouldn't know how to do it in a day.
We could go to the courthouse right now and say small claims court, fill out the paperwork. That's it.
You would want to spend your day like that?
Date, huh?
Like, this guy turned around this lawsuit very quickly.
And again, He's only looking at it from one side. What if LeBron, just to spite him, ran six lawyers in there to fight this very small thing and then tack on, now I'm countersuing you for my legal bills? Then what? He didn't think this through.
That's why it doesn't need legal bills. It should just be a Judge Judy.
Still, look, regardless, here's what you fail to realize about all of this. Regardless of all these court shows or whatever, they still try to follow the law.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever court
he... That's why I'm saying I'm surprised. Like, if you told me this happened in a week, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm like, he sued him in a day?
Why not?
Are you just... Like, that's what you spent your time doing? I'm going to sue him.
The reason why it got covered is probably because he called somebody and told them.
Crazy.
Right.
All right. What's number two, Jennifer?
Our favorite cats are back in action tonight against the Philadelphia Flyers.
Nobody's providing more goosies in this town right now than the Florida Panthers. Ergo, another Cats game tonight, which you can hear right here on FM 104.3 WQAM, is goosies galore. That's what that is.
Goosies galore.
You?
Yeah.
What?
Why do you sound like it?
Because, listen.
What?
Can I tell you?
Minus one for
no. Us. Can I just say this? My excitement minus for one. Things, sometimes I have to temper it because of you. Because you go over the top.
What That's was not he going to do if you said, yeah, Goosies?
No.
Like you were excited
I'm saying
to watch it.
When he comes in, he's See, over
no,
the top.
What you mean
saying.
Is your opinion is influenced by my happiness.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I want you to be happy.
But when I am happy, you always come at it with a little bit more cautious.
Dude, there's a difference in happy and Tobin level happy. Right?
Loose goose floozy.
Yes. Cats are back, baby.
Yes, they played this tonight, right?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, man. They're so much fun.
Jennifer?
You can't say that after you said,
No.
So do you have the gooses or not?
Yes, I have. Of course I have the gooses.
So. That's definitely no.
You don't see, this is hard to explain. When you have somebody that always goes over the top or too much.
Leroy, if you would have said you had the gooses, like you were excited to watch it, what was he going to do?
No, I'm not saying me. I'm saying him.
Exactly. What did you think he was going to respond to you by?
He wasn't going to respond to me. I'm saying it's him. When he says, I got the gooses, he goes over the top.
Okay.
I don't think that's fair.
That's okay. His gooses.
All right. Okay.
I'm only responsible for my gooses. That's it. If you don't have gooses, then you don't have gooses. I don't want to force you into gooses. I'm not going to strong arm you into the gooses. Jennifer, you got the gooses?
Yeah, I have the gooses. Yeah. These are the people that are providing
goosies.
My happiness.
I know.
And
man.
We got cups to celebrate with them, too.
Tobin got gray gooses.
I love gray goose.
Is it like...
Not as much as Tito's.
Yeah. Tito, listen. Tito's... Tito's is silent but deadly.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just come tap you on the shoulder and say, who that is? Tito's. Tito's and lemonade. You thought we wasn't going to catch up to you? You thought you was going to be able to keep running? Sit down.
Glad you got the gooses for the Cats in action tonight?
Of course, man. I'm going to go check them out tonight.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to put Jays on the ice.
Boots on the ground.
Ooh, he called it Jays on ice. See?
Like
see how
that.
You put the mm-hmm. put that little twist on, that little flare on it?
Yep.
Yeah. You can't put Jays on ice.
What you mean?
You just what I said. You can't put Jays on ice.
Jorts?
Tobin?
No, not jorts. Yeah, you would think it's jorts. No, Jays.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Anthony Weaver is saying that the film versus Carolina made him want to throw up. Join the club.
I got the gooses. I'm glad that he wanted to throw up and was made sick to his stomach.
I mean.
So I got the gooses. I'm happy about
I don't
it.
Have the gooses because I just want you to do something about it.
Yeah, fix it.
Fix it.
But you fix no, it, Anthony
fix
Weaver.
It. Like, we could all. Now, I will say this. One of the hardest things in sports in general to do is to try to find a way to do something when you assumed you were going to be able to do it a certain way. We all thought the front seven was going to be good. They have been horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So he's been scrambling, trying to find ways to accomplish all these things, which becomes difficult sometimes when you got a lot of moving parts. So
they stink.
They stink. I would have never thought that I would say this at this point in the season, that the defensive front is terrible.
I don't like it. I'm like not looking forward to when they're on defense. I'm like, this, because when is this going to stop? And like, you never
can't
know.
Look forward to it when they're on offense.
No, I know. But like, the offense usually ends quickly, Vlad. It usually goes three and out. The defense, it's an elongated just torture.
So, I was watching that Carolina game, right?
Yep.
And here's the frustrating part. When the defense didn't make stops, that's when the offense went five consecutive three and outs.
I know. Well, that's the thing, is that's what's been – that's why, when somebody mentions this, according to JP, they're not a dumpster fire. No, that's why you are a dumpster fire, because you guys have played such insulting football. You know, good teams, complimentary football. This team, each phase insults each other, because when I get a stop, then you can't get any yards. When I don't get a stop, then all of a sudden you decide to score. And when you get a punt return, we're going to give up a kickoff return touchdown. It's just they blow my mind with how many ways they've found ways to lose these games. They're a bad team. They stink.
Yeah. I mean, that's not like...
No, that's, I don't know. I'm not... That's my analysis. They stink.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate, because it's week five. I would like them to not stink.
I mean...
But that's why I have the Cats and the Canes.
Can I ask you...
And Yakachonis.
What could they do to make you feel better about this season? Where could they get to?
Big picture?
Big picture.
I got to think that over. We got to take a break.
I'm Mario Cristobal, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. Congratulations to WQ.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.